Good evening, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, soon to be good night, depending on where you're located. Today's episode will be a little bit different. Today's episode is going to be the viewer special. We've been talking about for a while. We got some YouTube channel members. We got some Patreon members that are going to come on. I'm sure, and hopefully an awesome conversation. Soon to be, we haven't recorded yet, but I'm assuming it's going to be great. Got some topics to talk about. We got some viewers of the week, the same as always. But we do have some news for you. Podcast news. We got some podcasting news here for you that we want to share with you. As you can tell by the title of the podcast, both on YouTube and Apple and Spotify, this is going to be our last episode of the podcast that we ever do. I guess we just wanted to be honest. I know, you know, Pat and I talked about it over text the other night, but I think we both love doing the podcast. But I think we have two very different creative visions for what we want to do and what we want to accomplish. And I think that in order to accomplish those goals, I think we both agree that it was best for us to part ways as far as doing Sling the Biscuit podcast. It's been a fun year and a half almost, you know, 67 episodes. I'm going to be honest, I'm a little bit upset we didn't get to episode 69. I was really looking forward to that episode, but 67 episodes, and what a ride it's been. What a fun time it's been, the amount of guests, the conversations we've shared, moments, and yeah.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. It's just more of like we have very different like creative ambitions, visions, kind of like where we want to head with our creative side of things, and just kind of like obviously podcast wise. And I mean, we tried it. It was fun. It was good. And I think ultimately that's like what we started to realize as we were going, which we didn't want to stop abruptly. And like, I just like dip out, and then like, if people think that there's beef between us, it's not like that. It's just like, shit, like, yeah, we definitely have a different vision of like how we would roll. We're two like YouTubers and have our kind of vibe that we give, so it just makes more sense. And I'm gonna be handing it over to Trav fully. I don't know, are you gonna be talking about the future of it? Are you gonna be putting it on hold for a bit?
Honestly, I have no idea what I want to do. If we're being honest, I was really hoping Pat and I were going to keep going for a couple more years. This was kind of more of like a, I guess you could say like a spur of the moment thing, just like we mentioned, like creative differences and stuff. And also like I Fall podcast, where it's like one of the co-hosts just drops off the face of the earth. It's like, what happened? And we both figured that, let's be honest, let's tell people, you come every episode, every Sunday to hear the podcast. You know, we just literally passed 100,000 downloads on Apple and Spotify, which is honestly like insane. The fact that we put up a tenth of a million downloads. And for that support, I feel like we owe it to you to let you know what's going on. I don't really know what I want to do with a podcast. If I'm going to do it by myself, I don't think I'd listen to a podcast to just me talking for 30 to 40 minutes. I don't know who I would do it with, outside of you. I feel like we're breaking up here, to be honest. Might get a little emotional, but, I don't know. Maybe somebody wants to leave in the comment section, maybe even send an Instagram DM. Like, what would you like to hear? What would you like to see? I like the idea, maybe like a 20-minute podcast by myself once a week during the season. Maybe bring on different co-hosts every week and just share a conversation. I mean, I did three episodes over the last year where you weren't able to make it, so it's just me and the guest, and those seem to do well. But I don't know what I want to do with the podcast. Kind of at a weird point where like I wanted us to kind of take it to the moon, and that's unfortunately not going to happen. And now we got to pick up the pieces, get pucks in deep, and stick to the basics.
Yeah, I think you can still take it to the moon even more so when it's fully your vision of it, you know. You have full control of it now, and it's like you could bring on, maybe you have like a good friend that like I don't know, like just off the top of the head, that guy Sweens, like he seemed like a good pal of yours. Like, people don't know him like YouTube and like social media wise, but he could be like the perfect co-host for you to have. Like something like that. Or solo stuff. Like the interviews solo, like the one-on-one interviews definitely flow nicely. It's like just one-on-one combos and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think you having full creative control of it now, it's like, it's fully your vision. So, you know, you do whatever you want with it at this point, you know?
Yeah. We did talk about like the 3-way interviews are kind of tough when like we're like the camera's going, we're looking off to the screen, you can't see it. The 2-ways definitely do flow a lot easier because there's only one person you're listening to, you're not actually watching. But yeah, so I guess this is the end, episode 67. The episode's not over yet. Obviously, we have some viewer specials, some viewers to bring on, some channel members, some Patreon members. We want to say thank you for the support. Sure, an awesome conversation. And I guess unless you got anything else to add, Pat, let's throw it over to the viewers. You got anything else to throw in?
Yeah, that should be it. If you guys have any questions, just ask in the comments. We'll be happy to answer anything that you.
Oh, and people may ask, do we have beef?
Yes. No. No. No, we don't. But I did say that there's no beef. But hey, if you guys want to comment that and think that, I mean, that's up to you. Create the whole narrative, get the whole internet questioning it, the whole hockey internet. No, but there's no beef. Simply how we explained it is just the way it is. Nothing to it. Nothing more to it.
I mean, we spent the last year talking about let's start a beef to kind of get the views up, and now that. There are no more views to add. We're just dismissing it right away. But no beef on my end. Even despite your TikToks where they absolutely just grill me and lighten up and rip me apart, there is no beef. A little sad, a little disappointed that we're not keeping it going any further. But I don't know. If you're listening, let me know. What would you like to see at Slang the Biscuit? And without further ado, let's throw it over to our viewer special. What do you say we start the viewer special episode if you're just joining us? We have Braden Evans. He's been a day one supporter of the podcast. He actually came in guns a-blazing, so we record the podcast on Skype, and he basically came in and said, "Fuck you, Pat, you never responded to my DM in the last 3 months." Trav was right, and we just solved the problem. Pat did respond, and we found out that he was in the hidden requests.
It was 6 months ago. It was in December. So my fault. That's totally on me. No hard feelings. I just responded, though. You know, better late than never, so now every time he gets a DM, it pops up right in my messages, so the line's open now.
Excellent. Perfect. We like that.
Only took you 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait till the next reply in November.
Yeah. I'm on a 6 month reply. It's like a wait list. You DM me, 6 month wait list.
It's not even business days anymore. It's business months.
Yeah, exactly. Business months. So where are you located?
Sioux City, Iowa.
Iowa. Interesting.
Ooh, the Musketeers?
Yes. Yes, you were sitting.
You play hockey, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
What team?
Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls. USHL or like juniors? Like prior U15 or some shit?
No, my cousin plays USPHL up in Alexandria, though. So.
Okay.
And, shout out, they got a beautiful rink in Alexandria, Minnesota. Yes. Just wanted to say, I've been there before.
I've not seen that. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Nice.
When's your birthday?
9/29/04. So September
29/04. Damn.
So we got three months minus a day to the day that Braden's going to turn 18. He's going to have his first legal drink. No, he's in the U.S.
No, he's in the U.S., man.
I'll come up to Canada, though.
Yeah. Certain parts, right? Which parts of Canada are 18?
Nice. Ontario's 19, Quebecistan is 19, the rest of Western Canada is 18. You can't buy a gun, but you can buy a gun in the U.S. You can buy a gun today, couldn't you, Braden? I think.
Not today. When I turn 18, I'm going to buy my gun. Yeah.
Oh, he's ready.
I do own guns, though. USA.
Look at that.
Wow, he's a shooter.
You go hunting?
I go pheasant hunting in the later months, but usually it's trap shooting. I'm pretty good at that. So
nice. Sick. Hell yeah. Guy's a sniper.
They say it's that I'm good because of the hand eye from hockey. So
that probably adds up. I think are you a forward or goalie?
I'm forward.
Forward? What position specifically?
Right.
Yes, you're tipping shots. You're going in that hard. You're tipping shots. You got hand eye, of course. That makes sense. I think the. I think goalies might have the best hand eye based on the how taking like 95 mile per hour shots at them. You know, like what? Yeah, no, players still do too. You know, give us credit. Yeah, give us some credit.
You know, funny you mentioned that. So I've been skating 2-3 times a week now in the last couple weeks. And I just got my brand new gear, and I was skating. I think it was on Friday last week, and I'm skating with the high performance group. So we have guys playing the Western League D1. We have guys that are playing in the East Coast. Like, we have some like really really talented guys over there, and great shooters, by the way, very very talented shooters. And one of the guys at the skate says to me, he says, "Trev, like your gloves are just covered, that like they're black. There's so many puck marks, but your pads still look fresh and white." He said, "Nobody goes low nowadays. Everybody's going shove." I said, "Yeah, yeah, I don't even need pads."
They want to make it pretty.
The resale value, it's very, very, very high on the pads because nobody's hitting them. Big stick save guy. I think we talked about that before. Big stick save kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. You are?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get the stick in front. Goalie coaches love that. Get the stick in front. Don't let it hit the pad. In reality, I'm just lazy, and maybe they go in by the pads, and then the gloves get a little bit abused. But, yeah.
Hey, Trav, if you ever come down to Minnesota, let me know. I'll test out if you're a verified cheese grater or not.
I'll confirm it for you, buddy. I am. I am. I've seen better days.
You know, you just test it out a little bit, you know?
No, I get it. You want the real deal. You want the real McCoy. You want to find out, like, how bad it is, Trav. How much of his videos really are editing? There's a lot of it. I had somebody... So somebody said to me the other day at actually one of the skates, they said to me, like, "You're a really nice guy. You don't do yourself any justice online. You seem like a real prick, but you're a nice guy in person." I'm like, "Wow, that's nice. It's really nice of you to say that."
You know, I would come up to you at the rink, but I wouldn't come up to you in a restaurant like you did to that one guy to pass off like the tape in the urinals.
Who did you do that to again? Was that what's his name? He's in the SHL now. We had him on the pod.
Enroth. Yeah. Enroth.
Yeah, that was creeps a little bit.
I remember that. I remember the vibe. I remember the look he gave me in the urinal. And I tried to play it cool. You're going to Senroth, right? Yeah. Oh, cool. Nice. Can I get an autograph?
Hey, thank God you didn't do the thing that they do in Shoresy where you give them a potty kiss.
I haven't seen Shoresy yet.
Dude, such.
Can I say, I'm sorry, Braden. Shoresy sucks. Really? I watched four episodes. My woman was ranting and raving. She says it's fantastic. I said, you know what? I love Lenorketty. I'm lazy. I'm not great with shows. I'm gonna give it a chance. I don't like Shoresy.
Not a damn fan.
Hot take. Okay.
I've seen like probably 10 clips of it online. I was laughing at the clips. I'll give it a watch for sure. The only thing is like the parts of like I've watched some of Letterkenny. The parts that I like are with Riley and Jonesy, but they're not in Shoresy, you know. And I think they're the funniest like of the hockey bits. But so that was sad when they weren't in Shoresy. But I still got to give it a watch because I did laugh at the clips. So
can I give my review?
Yes.
Okay, Shoresy I think is very overrated. I'm not a fan. I watched four episodes. I didn't just test it. I gave it the full four-episode test. Reason being, I feel like they used hockey as an excuse to make like a comedy show. There's a hockey storyline, and it's irrelevant, and it sucks, and I'm not into it. But it was an excuse to have like some hockey cliches and some hockey one-liners and that kind of stuff. And I'm all for that, but I'm not going to like watch 12 episodes or whatever it is in a season. Like I was done after two episodes. I watched two more because my woman and I had a bag of spicy ketchup, Mrs. Vicky's chips to finish. And after that, I carried on.
Well, it's that's definitely a comedy show. Hockey's just what they do in the show.
It is, but I watched it because I like hockey.
You know that they, oh my God, Jerry Kiso only wanted like retired or current hockey players.
Yeah.
To play hockey roles. So he only auditioned people that are, I think the lowest you could be was junior A.
I did actually see that. They're all like first time actors and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I did watch the hockey parts and I was watching them because if you ever watched the movie Goon, you watch the hockey part and you're like, holy shit, this is terrible. Like the hockey side sucks, but the movie was good. I liked it. And then with Shoresy, it's like, I don't like the TV show side of things, but the hockey players are good. Like guys are skating, guys are shooting. The goalies suck though. The goalies are literally certified cheese graters in Braden's own words on Shoresy. Not a fan.
Well, they have to let the shots in that they tell them to.
Mark, listen here, okay? He's gonna go high glove. I want you to get out of the way. every shot.
You got to make it look real, though. They probably they might not be doing a good job.
Guy's got his glove, and he's like, "Oh shit, it went in."
You need to go out and audition for season two of Shores. You maybe won't let some pucks in.
I don't know if they would ever let me. I keep getting I get a decent amount of DMs. People are asking like, "Have you ever thought about being maybe like on Shores? You on Letterkenny, you could be a goalie or like the Chicklets Cup." I get a bunch of people that are like, "Go to the Chicklets Cup and be like the goalie for the Chicklets Cup." I'm like, I don't think they want me there. First off, second off, I don't know if I even have time. Like with like the stuff that I do with hockey and then YouTube podcasts, obviously. I don't think I have time. Honest to God, I don't think. Nice feet, by the way, Braden.
There we go.
I saw it. Kicking I saw the back. Change of the corner of my eye.
Might want to blur the dogs out. Those are premium only.
What are the dogs doing? Banging back there?
No, I'm just chilling out at my friend's house, and the dogs are just out.
Yeah, Braden's got the day off of work today.
You know, you got to let him breathe.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Dude, for Shoresy, I'm not even sure that there will be a season two. I don't know how like good the rate, like how many people are watching and whatnot, the ratings and shit.
Well, when I went on to Hulu search, it said the trending searches, Shoresy was right on the top.
It did. I hope it's doing good. I'll audition. Send me the auditions.
Can I give another hot take, please?
Yeah.
I think they put R.A. from Spin Chicklets in the movie only because he was going to plug on the podcast and get some people to listen to get some viewership. That's great. I'm personally not a fan of R.A. I don't mind him, but yeah. I'm not like you could find like a generic hockey fan's take almost anywhere online. I like Biz and Wit. But I feel like they only put R.A. in the movie because he was going to give it a shout out. It was going to get some ratings. And like R.A. sure. was in it for, I think, maybe 15 seconds. Because when he was pumping up on the podcast, I thought he was going to be like in every episode. I didn't know he was just going to be like 15 seconds in the opening episode.
Yeah. He's barely in it. He's doing like commentating or whatever.
Yeah. And like the whole conversation, like the talk between like Jay Onwright and R.A. and like the TSN ladies, I find it kind of like, I know it's set up, but it's like kind of like cringe. Maybe I shouldn't be talking, but I just wasn't a fan of the show, and I'm not going to watch it again. I told my woman, let's just put Keeping Up with the Kardashians on instead. That's fair. I don't mind. That's a train wreck I can't stop watching is Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Really?
Have you ever watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians or the new Kardashian show?
I don't watch it, no.
Okay, let me paint a picture for you here, okay?
I don't.
It is... I didn't want to watch it at first because I was like, oh, the Kardashians, my God. My woman said, come on, just watch an episode, okay? And this is how I got on the Shoresy watching the episodes. I tried it. It's so, like the Kardashian show, it is so cringy and it is just so like unrelatable and a train wreck that like I can't stop watching. It's like having money is a problem for them. Like all these like rich people problems and like life is so difficult. And, oh my God, I'm on Saturday Night Live. It's like, oh my God. I can't stop. I don't know what it is. I can't stop watching this.
You're hooked.
I've buried every episode to date. I have not watched one episode that has come up with the new Kardashian show.
Is that the one show where the one girl walks in the door and says, is that a chicken? And it's like a dog or something?
I think so, maybe. I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I'm also not very present during the episodes. I just like watch bits and pieces.
But, yeah,
that's fair.
I just knew it was one of the Kardashians being dumb, calling a dog,
which is that seems to be a common occurrence. Them being dumb.
There is the viral clip too of I think it's Khloe trying to cut a cucumber, and she's like cutting it backwards with the knife on the opposite side, and then her mom's like, "Do you want me to get Chef? Chef can cut it. Chef, come cut the cucumber." She's like, "Mom, I can do it." And she's really struggling to cut that cucumber with a knife. Like it's just such
oh,
a
I did see that. I did see that. Yeah. I saw, yes. That was a funny clip. I saw it on TikTok. Yeah.
It's just so unrelatable. Anyway, sorry. Yes. Let's talk about Braden. We got a couple more minutes here before we got to move on to our next viewer of the episode. But yeah.
Yeah. Is there any questions you want to ask us while you have us here?
You know what? Let's flip the script. Do you have any questions you want to ask me?
Oh, yeah. I want to know. I got an idea. So you're 17. You got an old lady?
Yes and no. It's complicated right now.
Oh, I love it. Let's get into it.
What's her name?
Shaylee.
By the way, unrelated. I did find out Dryden McKay. I did find out a little bit of information about his lady the other day. I know he didn't want to share with us, but I did some dirt digging because I'm a psycho. I'm insane in the mind. I went and found out the other day. Carry on. Sorry, Shaylee. Let's keep talking about her.
Well, I mean, it's not official. I mean, nothing crazy right now.
In the talking stages.
Yes, yes, yes.
We love that.
No, she likes me. I like her. So, I mean, it's
getting there.
Yeah, it's getting there. So.
Hell yeah.
We like each other's pictures on Instagram. It's getting pretty serious.
We Snapchat.
The funny thing is, she doesn't use her Instagram anymore, and I requested to follow. I've been left on request to follow for the past, like, 2 weeks.
Shit, bro. I don't know, man. You might you might want to get into do some digging there. Eh? She's hiding a boyfriend on there.
Well, the funny thing is, I know she's going to be a senior and I'm going to be a senior, right? And her Instagram bio?
Yeah.
Freshman still.
Oh, jeez. Nice.
That's the hook, though. That's how she gets you. That's her alibi to get out of the whole situation. So, you know what? I've been hacked. I haven't been on in a couple months. I can't remember my password. Really can't. She's posting like 6 stories a day of her man. And you have no idea. Sorry, I don't mean to put these bad ideas in your head, but just thinking about that. Maybe the viewers, maybe the people supporting the podcast, leave a comment or DM us on Instagram if you're listening to the car. Is Braden's woman interested, or do we have to go to Plan B? And not the drug Plan B after a rough night, the Plan B like another woman.
You know, I was going to share this to my Snapchat, but now I'm worried I shouldn't because all of my friends are going to bombard your comment session just saying, Braden sucks.
Damn. Well, I hope the best for you and Shaylee. I hope the best for you guys.
You're beautiful. You're going to love Braden. He's a great man. He's going to cook you a mean rack of ribs one day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm more of a fettuccine guy. I whip that up, you know.
Oh, he's got the pasta.
You whip it good. He's a pasta man. My woman likes fettuccine. He might be taking my woman soon. I like ribs, though.
You know, I remember the first viewer of the week thing that we did that I requested to be in. And I was the one that paid for all my friends and listened to the podcast at Olive Garden.
Yes. How could we forget?
Yeah. And so that just brings that back up in my mind. So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
He's never going to go to Olive Garden again after this episode. This will be breaking news for the podcast and for you. We're recording right now, by the way. My woman told me, I love the mullet, but just need to dial it back. You're like this morning, split it at a 7. Let's take it back to a 5. Just dial in a little shorter. Perfect. Instagram. I put up a poll yesterday. I got almost 10,000 views in my story yesterday because people cared about the mullet. People were reacting. They were messaging. A lot of people, I think 75% said just keep the mullet, and then there was 25% that just said just stop, just leave it in the 80s. But there we go, fresh mullet.
Yeah, they're back.
Those people that voted for the mullet,
they're back.
Perfect.
Mullets are back.
Perfect. That's what we like to see. Viewer special episodes, our guests we had here, we have Elijah. Elijah, you want to tell people about yourself?
Oh, I'm just a 13-year-old just messing around on the internet, and I happen to come across $5 and decided to support you guys on the Patreon. So now I'm here.
The boy.
Well, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it.
Where are you from, Elijah?
Florida.
Ooh, oh, I love your state. God bless Ron DeSantis. I hope he lives forever. Unless you hate Ron DeSantis. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Maybe.
Honestly, maybe. I don't really have political opinion.
What part of Florida?
Pretty far south.
Way down.
Tampa?
Like,
no, Tampa's not that far south.
About an hour away from Miami.
Oh, an hour south of Miami? Nice.
Or not an hour. No, an hour north of Miami.
Oh, an hour north of Miami. Fort Lauderdale, Coral Springs. Like, how far from there?
Jupiter?
Maybe like 45 minutes from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, nice. Good stuff. You go to the Panthers games a lot, or...?
I'm a Tampa fan, so I'm kind of sad that they lost.
You're a Tampa fan in that area. Interesting. Okay. I like Tampa. Tampa's a good city, good team. It makes sense.
I'm curious, what's the weather like right now? I've been to Florida in February. It's really, really, really hot then. What's it like right now? Give me a weather update in Florida, in the great state.
Well, I'm not in Florida currently. I'm in Georgia right now, but yesterday it rained for a little bit. It was weather.
It was some tough weather, but it's definitely steaming hot in the summers down there. Like very, very hot, eh?
Like very thick humidity.
Yeah.
But Georgia, that's the peach capital, right?
Yes, yes,
Yeah.
yes.
Great
Yes,
peaches there, from what we've heard.
Georgia's peaches. All the fruit in the south, the oranges in Florida, the peaches in Georgia, the racks of ribs in Tennessee. All the fruit is fantastic in the south. I love it. I love it. Barbecue rib is incredible. In Atlanta, Georgia, I had some ribs a couple of years ago. Sorry, this is kind of going down memory lane.
So do you play hockey?
I wish.
Really?
I want to.
Just a hockey fan.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna join whatever rec league is in the fall.
Nice.
Just so I can get a little experience.
Yeah, you got it. It's not as popular down there, huh? In Florida, Georgia, I guess.
Well, yeah, I don't know, 'cause it's somewhat popular. Like when you go down to like Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, where the Panthers play, and then of course in Tampa.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I got my cousin right here. He actually plays hockey.
Oh, nice.
Eight.
There you go. Bringing them up right. Yeah, well, hopefully you get on the skates, get out there, a little
I'm
experience it.
curious though, like as somebody, so you like hockey, but you've never played hockey before. What got you into hockey and what keeps you wanting to do hockey? Because me and Pat, we played forever. So like we've kind of, I guess, satisfied that quench, if you want to put it that way. So I'm curious, what keeps you coming back when you haven't played the game, but like you love it so much?
I don't know, kind of my d dad kind of introduced me to the game when I was young. Because he's been a Tampa fan his whole life.
It's fair.
And
Tampa Bay.
that was it.
Four Stanley Cup. He's 40.
Nice. Well, it's definitely easier to stay a fan if you're not playing it every day. You don't get burnout from it, Trout. You're always excited about it.
The burnout is very relatable.
Yeah,
Very, very relatable.
burnout is real.
Speaking of burning out, here's a hot take for you. Game 6, 0-4 should have been a goal. Flames should have won the cup. The overtime goal, it crossed the line. The Stanley Cup drought should be 20 years, not 30 years. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Good take.
I mean, I can't really argue with it because I wasn't even alive then, so I didn't see it.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't
Oh,
anywhere near it.
yeah. He was not. What year were you born?
Oh, wait.
Damn.
Oh my God, you're so
I am
young.
11 years older than you. That's sick. That's sick, dude. That's nice.
You know
Good.
what makes me feel really old, and I don't mean to like rub this in, but for me, like a landmark moment in time is like 9/11. Like when 9/11 happened, that's my like breaking point between like young and old. So like if you were born after 9/11, I'm like, shit, I remember what I was doing on 9/11. I was getting my teeth yanked at like 5 years old. But if you were born after that, it's like, shit, like you weren't even alive when I was getting these teeth yanked. That I remember so vividly being given an apple juice and the planes going to the building on the TV. Not to get too, off topic here, but
Yeah.
yeah, I feel old. I mean, my birthday was a couple days ago. At 26, you feel older because now I'm closer to 30 than I am 20. But
Happy
goddamn, I feel
birthday.
old. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you
Nice.
very much. I got a free
Didn't even
Starbucks drink on my
realize.
birthday. It was awesome. I actually got
Oh, yeah.
four. I went to four different Starbucks for my free birthday drink.
There you go. Hell yeah, you got.
Guy who signed up for like 365 different Starbucks accounts, and he got a free drink every day of the year.
Now that
That's
is next
smart guy.
level.
He's
That is
smart.
commitment.
He gets it though.
I mean, when you're saving 8, 9 bucks a drink, I mean
Goes a
that's an
long way.
investment that kind of the gift
Definitely
that keeps
does.
on giving, shall we say.
Yes.
You have a Starbucks drink of choice, both Pat and Elijah. I'm curious. Or do you guys have Starbucks in the South? Sorry for the
Do you
stupid
even drink
question, but.
coffee? 13?
A little bit.
Yeah, I feel like.
I'm not really into Starbucks that much because, I have no money.
That's
That's
a
fair.
problem. Yeah, a lot of people don't have a lot of money
Yeah,
with
I did
inflation
not
and the
drink
gas prices.
coffee or caffeine at 13. I did not touch caffeine.
It's like I've got to sell a kidney to afford Starbucks.
Maybe hold on to the kidney for now,
I was gonna say with the inflation and everything, it'll just keep appreciating over time, and you'll make some more money out of that kidney. You get two Starbucks drinks if you wait a year.
Yeah.
I know nothing about economics. This is not an economic podcast for a reason, because I'm
Yeah.
stupid. You
Yeah,
have two
yeah.
sons. You have a gay son and a
Well.
stupid son. Gay, stupid, stupid, gay. You know what I'm talking about or no?
I have no idea.
Go okay, so Goon, we literally just talked about this with our last guest, Braden, God
Oh.
bless his soul. The movie Goon, Doug the Thug Glatt, both
Oh,
him and
I
his
do
brother,
now.
they're
Yes.
adopted. You have a stupid son and you have a gay son. You have a
I do
bouncer,
now.
Dougie, and then you have a dentist, whatever the brother's name is. I can't remember the brother's
Yeah.
name.
The
Gay, stupid, stupid, gay.
in
Yeah.
the movie, Doug Glatt and his has a brother who is gay
Yes.
in the movie, and you're quoting the movie. It's very out of context, and I was like, what are you talking about, Trav?
Yes,
Yeah, there's that
yes.
whole scene in when he like headbutts a guy because the guy was saying like a gay slur, and he's like, hey, my brother's gay, and he like headbutts him in the head and beats the shit out of him. It's a little plot, part of the plot there. Yeah, I was
And he
so out of
cracks his
context,
helmet.
Trav. I was like, what's going on? Like,
He's
good,
stupid.
good. So,
Glad we're on the same
Elijah,
page.
do you have any questions for us? You pop on the pod while you have us here. Anything you want to ask us?
Well, it's kind of for both of you. What got you guys into YouTube, and what made you decide you wanted to start filming your hockey careers?
Travis, would you like to start? You started first on
Sure,
YouTube.
sure. What got me started on YouTube was more of an accident. I've talked about this on YouTube before, but I mean these very videos are kind of buried. Back in like 2008, 2009, maybe it might have even been 2010. I was always trying to find like montages, like my favorite NHL goalies, and I could never find ones that I liked with the clips that I wanted, the music that I liked. I always found the music was just kind of like shitty. So I said, you know what, I'll make my own. So I started like finding ways to like download clips off YouTube, off NHL.com, all these different like illegal downloaders. I'd take all the clips, mix them up, put on my songs, and I love them. They were awesome. But this is also like at a time when I was using like my parents' computer that in 2010 had like a 40 GB hard drive. Like there's no space on it. So when I ran out of space, I said, yeah, I'll just put them on YouTube. That's kind of like a storage spot. I know it's not really, but you never know. So I started deleting them, put them on YouTube, and then over time I started like getting some views. People started watching them, and then that kind of grew for about 3 years to I think I got like 8,000 subscribers. I think it was someone around there. And then I just woke up one day and said, you know what? I think I could help the goalie community and post some original videos. There really isn't any original reviews, anything outside of like what I'm doing. So I started doing that. Did that for about a year. Slowly added my face, added my voice, added those on camera stuff, and then started filming myself on the ice. Added the mic'd up thing. Boom, that took off. The junior hockey vlog, and then that kind of evolved into like when I was playing college. And I was just having a bad time, not really enjoying life and enjoying hockey. And I said, I'm gonna start filming and trying to make some cool videos out of it. Boom, the vlog. And then the vlog has evolved from there. And then funny enough, like as time has gone on, the reviews have kept going, the vlog has kept going. Everything's evolved a lot differently. But I think just now in 2022, I want to help people and I want to share knowledge and insight that I have that I never had as a kid, and to help people make, purchasing decisions on gear, advice for hockey. I know I haven't had the greatest, most successful career, but I think I can help some people, and that's kind of what kind of evolved from the beginning to now, I guess 10, 12 years later, to keep doing the YouTube videos.
A long time.
Yeah, feels
Yeah.
like a long time.
For me, I guess the short answer is that I always loved making videos, mostly like sketches as a kid, just loved it. And as I always wanted to kind of get into like whether it be acting or just making videos, and I never kind of did it, never pulled the trigger on it. And as a when I was a college athlete, I saw a lot of college athletes on YouTube creating a real like brand and audience for themselves, and I was like, oh, this is a way for me to get into the like social media game here, is build a brand here using my status as a hockey player, like a college hockey player. And that's why I started by simply filming, about my hockey career, like my life, the day in the life stuff. And I've only been doing it, I think 3.5 years it's been. Not even 4 years, so it's I guess I'm still fairly new in the game. But yeah, that's why I started. How I started is that's the short answer. So yeah.
I guess it's kind of the same for everyone here, because I just, it's like with TikTok and stuff, I just posted one random video, got like 5,000 views. That's quite a lot for someone who had like 15 followers at the time. And then I got like 1,000 from that.
There you go.
Get you hooked somewhere. Eh?
Yeah.
Just from some random video that I found.
Hell yeah. You have goals of being a, I don't know, social media influencer, creator, whatever you want to call it?
To be honest, not really.
Just messing around a little on the talk.
But Elijah, I just want to say thank you for your support and supporting the podcast. And then, dude, if you have any closing comments, feel free to make them now. Otherwise, speak now. I'll forever hold your peace.
I mean, just my only comment is thank you both of you for having me come on and for making such good content.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the
support. Thank you for allowing us. That's an OG right there. But you didn't cut the arms off. You got to cut the sleeves off.
Oh, he's got the biscuit mug.
You got on the mug. I don't even have the mug yet.
That's clean.
We just ordered our Pat Shea card. We're waiting for it to come in.
What is it? Oh, the card?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
But we also got this.
Did the signature rub off on those? I know a couple people's the signatures did rub off.
Oh, I not only did I get my free one for being a subscriber, I also ordered on Sideline Swap, so I had to make sure I got my full
lined up.
So
Rich is the man. Rich is the OG man. And appreciate everything. Well, I got to ask, why Ronin? Why Ronin Silva? What does that have to do with Rich Silva?
Okay, so Ronin is my call sign, or was my call sign. I was actually a Marine recon sniper, and spent about close to 9 years in the Marine Corps. In 2004, I was deployed to Fallujah, and unfortunately, I was wounded overseas. A good friend of mine, Perez, passed in my arms, and we actually made a pact to each other that, God forbid, one of us, you know, were to pass, we would name a fellow kid in honor of that Marine's name. And about 2 years later, we had Perez, and so we go by last names, so that's his name. And so Ronin is my call sign. And if you understand the true meaning of Ronin, it's a former loyal samurai with a master of none. So I'm loyal to my team, but yet I was a headache to the upper echelon, or upper management, if you would say. I was the guy that fully had, you know, long hair and sideburns and pushed the limits, but just because I could. But I was definitely loyal to the guys. So
that's awesome. You know, we need to bring back some sideburns, though. Not to get too off topic. I saw the Elvis movie about a week ago. The sideburns, the old school hair. I kind of like that look. I was thinking about bringing it back today when I went to go get my hair cut.
Exactly.
Sideburns is the new
On
wave.
That note, thank you for your service. I know I'm not American, but I want to say thank you for your service. Thank you for what absolutely. You do. And it's a privilege to have you on the podcast, man. It really is. We're recording right now, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. Side of my head to the Skype's call. So you are the final viewer. You Rich, you got your boy Perez on the podcast for the final, I guess, viewer for the viewer special episode. Curious if there's anything you guys wanted to talk about, anything you got on your mind that's bugging you. Maybe you tried messaging Pat and he took 6 months to reply like the last guy we had on. We'd like to know.
No, I mean, you know, like I said, that we've been an OG follower, gosh, of Traz for a long, long time. And just an honor just to meet the both of you. We love to eat za. We're hydrating, like Patty says.
Hell yeah.
You know, we follow you both and appreciate everything you guys do. I know there's haters out there, and we just laugh at the comments, but truly inspirational for, like I said, for not only my son and I, and I'm a former goalie. I actually played for the Marine Corps team. But of course, since my injuries overseas, I'm not able to play. So I kind of passed the baton on to him, and he's a goalie now. And, you know, we have the Manscaped, we got the toe laces. We got what the block. I mean, we drink the Kool-Aid. Let's just say that. So
that's awesome.
Thanks so much, man.
No. Anything we can do to help support and what we believe in, and you know, we watch all of Patty's skits as well, and laugh and have a good time. And that's what it's about, you know, just have that camaraderie and not only that, but we try to spread the word and the love about you guys, and just we're in awe at times, you know, on how approachable you guys are. I know, sorry, Patty, but it takes a while, but you know, you guys are very approachable and very down to earth, and which makes it, as a loyal fan base, it makes it nice and easy.
Appreciate that a lot.
I was going to ask, speaking of, you've bought and everything I've sold, I got a Viagra sponsorship coming up. You want to be the first to purchase?
I'll do it.
Not for the boy, but for me.
Yeah. So the wife will thank you.
It's gift that keeps on giving. If only I could get a Viagra sponsorship. I know they would pay great amounts of money for me to talk about my dick problems. Anyway, as we move on to this program.
Patty, I kind of messed with the hat a little bit. So, you know, I definitely feel you.
Hey, yeah. I always.
You're not the only one. So I'm always, in case I do that and people make fun of me, I always say I get it from Pat.
Yeah, I'm just spreading it out there. It's my fault.
And if you listen on Apple or Spotify, you don't watch the video version of the podcast, it feels like, at least to me, every 5 minutes, Pat, he's touching up the hat. It's a coaxing mechanism to make him feel a little more comfortable, kind of coax himself through the tough moments when we have tough conversations. He's adjusting the hat. He's tucking the wings behind the ears. He's straightening out the cap. He's kind of flattening out the brim. He's trying to make himself feel comfortable, and we appreciate it. A lot of people do that.
Just a fidgety guy, you know. It's
you ever play with a fidget spinner, Pat? You like pet fidget spinners?
No.
I find that shocking and hard to believe.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to invest in one. Maybe it'll help. I'll play with it down here so it's off camera, so I'm not just doing it in my hat. Like, that could look weird, though, if I'm just moving my arm below the camera. So, yeah, maybe not. Maybe stick to the hat.
And then you can put on a sideline swap, you know?
Yeah.
Game used. Game used, baby.
Game used.
I mean, if I sold my jock that was 13 years old, you could sell anything on there. It's. I told. Oh, I forgot to.
Long conversations about that. So.
See this? See this in the video podcast? The drone? Brand new drone? I've been flying this thing. It's like there's no tomorrow, really. I've missed having a drone. I sold my old drone. I didn't have enough room to take it. I feel like a carry-on going moving to Sweden, and I missed the drone shots. And I mean, before, like, it felt like every other shot was a drone shot. Like, hey, look at this cool video of the skyline, of the sunrise, of the sunset. But like, now it's back, and it's fun flying the drone again. So hopefully you like the shots that I've already made in the vlog, and you like the ones that are coming up as well in the vlog for drone stuff.
Very nice.
I guess, yeah. What's the hockey? Do you guys have hockey? Oh, you said you were a goalie. Does your son play hockey now? Or
yep.
Goalie as well? Or are you a player?
Or goalie.
Goalie? Couple of goalies. Love it. Where are you guys from?
Originally from San Diego, California, but we just moved to Michigan, and he played Bantam AA Tier 1, and now he's going to be a freshman. He just got invited to a D1 high school. He'll play varsity.
Sick. And
there may be a chance to be competing for the first spot, which would be first in the school.
Nice.
First for us.
Yeah.
If I could, congratulations. It's fantastic. Also, Pat, little short-term memory loss. That Rich did say that earlier. Born in San Diego.
Yeah, he did.
He did. It's okay.
We have to adjust the hat.
Yeah, yeah. We have to adjust our hat and sometimes adjust our brain a little bit. But, yeah, the hockey thing, so you're going into high school, you might get the starting job as a freshman. That's pretty sick.
Yeah,
so it's I mean, I'll let him talk, but it's been astounding going from basically one sheet of ice in San Diego to now, I mean, you got rinks every other corner here in Michigan.
Three rinks were, like, all over San Diego, 3 to 4.
Oh, right. There's tons in Michigan, right?
Yeah.
What youth team was it, or I guess Bantam? What Bantam, team was it like Little Caesars, Beltire, Compu, any of those?
No, he played for the McComb Mavericks.
Oh, nice. All right.
And in fact, a store, and then this is going back for Trav real quick. When we were in San Diego, he was playing for a travel team. We actually did go to Goalie Monkey, the same one you went, Trav, to buy your sticks, where we had to buy his gear. So that was like a 2-hour drive. That was
the only good goalie store around.
Yeah, that would take like a 4-hour drive just because of traffic. So.
Damn, the grind.
You know, you got goalie stores within 20-30 minutes.
We would go to Goalie Monkey, like, just expecting to buy, like, goalie skates. The next thing you know, we're coming back with a whole set of pads, helmet, chest protector, everything.
That's sweet.
You know, my dad used to do that a lot as a kid. My dad would go out shopping for jeans, and he'd come back with a brand-new truck. It was incredible, the ability my dad had to do that kind of stuff. It was very relatable. I know what it's like.
Yeah, well, with the wife, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, right? So
yes, we shoot first, we ask questions later.
Yeah. Trav gets that. He's
yes, newly... I live my life like that.
Yeah.
It's worked out so far.
He's a big gear nut, you know, so, you know, I'm just as excited as he is when we look at gear. So, I mean, I love the gear just as much. Obviously, yeah. I don't play anymore, but it's interesting that, you know, when I played, I used to use DR back in the day, and those things were heavy and compared to what they're like now. And he had a set of Warrior. He's now in Bowers. And so, yeah, transition, I think, has been nice and definitely light. And being out here in Michigan has made a difference in his gameplay for sure.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let me just say that I want to say thank you so much for all that you guys do and for your support, you know, supporting Pat and I for what feels like 20 years. I mean, like the last 3 years feels like it's been 10. I was telling the barber today, I was like, COVID, what was that, 20 years ago? It feels like it's just stressed on forever. But thank you for the support. Thank you for making the podcast what it is, because without your support, honest to God, like we're not, like the podcast isn't rolling and we haven't done 67 episodes. So for that, thank you.
No, thank you guys again. You know, without creators and bringing content that you guys do individually and together, you know, it just makes it a lot easier for us to kind of enjoy the game. Yeah. and break up some of that monotony and you know, like he has a personal trainer, he's got scrimmages and games he has to go to, and listening to you guys on the way there or on the way home, you know, just kind of, it's a perfect way to end our day. So thank you guys.
Some good guests.
Yeah,
some good viewers of the week there we had. We appreciate all you guys.
On that note, do you want to do viewers of the week? We'll do it one last time.
Sure, I didn't actually plan any, but
that's okay.
You can roll yours off.
So this is going to be the final viewers of the week. Unfortunately, if you have any requests to be viewers of the week, you might have to wait for a while till, you know, figure out what we're doing with the podcast, like I mentioned earlier in the show. But viewers of the week, we got Ben Cope from Mississippi. He says he works at an SP arena, going to college next year. He said he should get a gynecology, or I think he should get a major in gynecology. Well, I ruined that joke. Craig Byford would like to give a shout out to his goalie partner, Colin Dune, for his stellar play at the Ontario Senior A Cup. Shout out to you, my friend. Trevin Richardson, he is a 2-time viewer. We have Braxton Andre. He said he introduced Jackson Robinson to the podcast, and now he only talks about it at school. We have Mr. Goalie Boy 29, viewer of the week right here, Trav. Yes, you are, my friend. We got Jack Wills, works at a pizza rustico in New Jersey. He's 15 and hustling to make a few bucks. Listens to the podcast while he's tossing the sauce, working the dough. We like it. We got Maya Summers. Listens. Yeah, work that dough. Work that pie. We got Maya Summers, listens to all the episodes before bed. We got Hayden. He is a plumber in Enola, Manitoba. Shout out to you, buddy. Working the job. Probably just getting off work right now when we're recording here. We got Jack Dorsey. Said his buddy's birthday's coming up. Happy 14th birthday to his friend. He didn't give me a name, but he said, make sure you say at the end, happy birthday, and your balls will thank you. That's what he wanted me to say. Okay. We got Caleb. Said the podcast helps him with the stress from school, and he graduated the University of Ottawa with honors in finance, and the podcast helped him. Congrats on the graduation. I never graduated. You graduated? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Both,
just
both high school, college.
Just making sure. I dropped out. Yep. Adam Stevens says his buddy Jake says he listens to the podcast, but I think Jake is full of shit. So please wish Jake a happy birthday. His birthday is December 2nd, 2005. Jake Payne is his name. And I want to know if Jake will tell me that he was in the podcast, because I don't think he actually listens. So to you, Adam.
And he's got to listen deep if he wants this one.
Yeah, he's going to be balls deep in this one if he wants to. We're letting loose a little bit today, too. And we got Ian Bernard. He said, Trav, you're the reason why I switched to a 580 Love. That's my final viewer of the week on behalf of the Trav and Pat Slinging the Biscuit podcast. I'm sad, a little bit disappointed we're not going to be continuing moving forward, but it has been a privilege, Pat, to do 67 episodes with you, and
yeah,
if you're watching, if you're listening, it's been a privilege to do them for you. So I want to say thank you so much to everybody for your support, for listening. We just passed 100,000 downloads on Apple and Spotify, which is nuts. I mean, podcasts got about 2,000 subs on YouTube, which is great. It's going to be a little bit of a break. I don't know what I'm going to do with the podcast. You're probably not going to hear anything about the podcast. Maybe for a month or two, while I figure things out. Maybe come back during the season. Yeah, that's all I have to say. That's my final words for the Slinging the Biscuit program.
Yeah, and I just, too, because this is my last episode on the biz, appreciate everyone listening up into this point. You know, the support obviously goes a long way. Yeah, I mean, like, it was a good year. We had a good fun year of doing the podcast, and like, for the reasons we explained earlier, is the reasons why I'm departing and why it will be different. But just because it will be different does not mean it will be bad. And little end of an era, you know. Still, change is good. We love change. I'm just, you know, I'm hyping everyone up, and the listeners who are sad about the end. But we do, I appreciate everyone that's tuned in every single episode. Those are the people we do it for, obviously. So yeah, and to the biscuit one last time, peace out.
And if I could, I'd like to remind you that there is not a new episode every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern. There is not a new episode at midnight in China, 11 a.m. in Toronto, 10 a.m. in Winnipeg, 9 a.m. in Calgary, 8 in Vancouver, 4 p.m. in Sweden, 3 in the UK, 5 in Finland, and some weird time in Australia because I don't live there. There is not going to be an episode of that time next Sunday. I don't know when there will be, but I want to say thank you very much. And, yeah, your balls will thank you.
That's it. Signing off.
That's the podcast right there. That's it.